Hallelujah.
12th chapter, starting at the 9th verse. And it reads, Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly and affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. I'm going to read that again. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Wow, that's so awesome. It's just so awesome. And it reads on, it says, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and not curse. I read that this morning. I'm like, wow. You know, it just drove a nail in me. Because, you can make me mad and I'm ready to do silly things. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, well, bless you, brother. You know, bless you. You have that problem, not me. And that's just what that said. But anyway, it says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things. Be associated with humble. Be associated with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no evil for evil. Have regard for those things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depend on you, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For in all so doing, you will heap coals of fire upon his head. In other words, we can be kind to people that humiliate us, and the good Lord has got our back. Bottom line, the Lord I serve is an awesome God. And this world, the Bible is fulfilling. Things are, it's unreal how fastly it seems like to me that that's happening. And now more than ever, we need to stand fast on our belief. And we need to hold to what we know. And we need to cling to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now.
Yes.
For the reading of your words, Lord God, I thank you for you, Lord. The Apostle Paul, he sent this letter to Rome, trying to help people, trying to let them know what Christianity is really all about. Even though that was in the AD, 35, 36, somewhere around in there. This is 2018, Lord God, and we still need to hear these words. And I
Amen.
Just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! It's a good,
Thank
another
you,
good day to be in the house of God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. That's better, y'all. Y'all sounding good now. Y'all sounding real good. Oh, hallelujah. That's all it is. Just need to be like that old beagle hand and put the jumper cables on a rabbit to get him jump started. Ain't that right? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the broken heart. started with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love.
You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reach down and lifted us up. You came running.
Mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, how deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love. Let your mercy rain, let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy rain, let your mercy rain on us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord God.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Just thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
We bless you, Lord God.
Y'all know what? It is so good to be around a body of people that care for each other. You know that? I mean, nobody's perfect. That ain't what I'm saying. But when it all comes right down to it, I don't think there's a person in here I couldn't call if I really needed something, and it'd be taken care of. So, Brother Jerry Adamson, you need this done for you today. I haven't read the bulletin, so forgive me. But and today is Jerry's birthday, and everybody else's birthday is close to this. This is for you guys as well.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, Carl, before you sing, let me say one other thing.
You do that.
Today is my birthday. I'm 2 years old.
You know, that's the truth, ain't it?
February the 4th, 2 years ago, I died and came back. That's my birthday. I'm 2 years old.
Amen. Reincarnation wouldn't do good?
No.
Hunter's birthday's tomorrow.
Hunter's? Anybody else? This close?
Yeah.
Well, hallelujah.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, as I get older, I can remember back when I was younger and talking to the guys that are my ages right now, and the things that they would say to me, like, you know, you just wait long enough, it'll happen to you, and you'll understand that. Well, I'm at that point. Well, yeah, that's right. But the point I'm trying to make is no matter what goes in life, whatever you do, you got to start somewhere. There's got to be a starting point. So in the end is a reflection of how you perceive things from the start. So my Christianity really started back in 1997. That's when I got my head out of the sand and I seen what life was really all about. You know, it wasn't about me all the time. Right. Amen? Right. And that's where I'm at right now, because, you know, trying to help others and, you know, it's just, if nothing but just give them an encouraging word. Amen? You know, God saw fit that I was good enough for him to carry his word to someone else. And that's amazing to me, because, you know, he hung, bled, and died for us. He hung, bled, and died for me. You know, all the mistakes I made.
Amen.
You know, all the trouble that I have caused, all the heartaches that I've caused people, family, because they thought I was selling them dope. You see what I'm saying? That's me. That was me. But God, saw fit to change all that.
Mm-hmm.
He saw fit to change every bit of that. And see, if he'll do it for me, he'll do it for everybody and anybody else. So that's why it's so important. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important to take the time, if somebody, if even if it's a stranger, take the time to share a little bit. It's unreal just what you may accomplish. Amen. How's your sister this morning? Is she doing well? Amen. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. I was in Walmart, and I have no clue who this lady is, but she walked up to me and she said, "Ricardo," she said, she asked me how I was doing, blah, blah, and she said, "The reason why I come to you is because my daughter is in Cincinnati, and she's really strung out on drugs, and her husband beats her repeatedly. And the husband's father called me and told me, said that get ready for a funeral." She said, "So would you please pray for me?" And then she said, "Would you please have your church to pray for me?" We're going to do that. But what I want to make note of is it's awesome that people identify our church as a praying church. Amen? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's awesome. I think that's really great. But anyway, I guess it's hard for me to understand sometimes why that if I pray for something, I consider it a done deal right there off the bat. Now, I learned that from here. And to me, a mother's prayer is the strongest prayer that you can send up. And that's just to me. I've been around Nana. You know, when you're around with somebody that has a direct link to the Lord, it's kind of, oh, yeah, she does. I believe she's on speed dial. She does. But what I'm trying to say is that God has blessed this place immensely. You have a great teacher, the greatest teacher I've ever been around, and I've listened to a whole lot of people teach the Bible, Mr. Prince, Creflo Dollar, Fred Price, Mr. Hagee, and it's a lady, I can't think of her name, years ago she used to be awesome teaching the word. But anyway, Dad is as good as any of them. Yes, he is. His knowledge is amazing. Brother Bob has amazing knowledge. So we're blessed, guys. We are really, really blessed to be in this church. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. The teachings is great here. Even though our crowd may not be what it used to be, but the people that are here are supposed to be here. And we just need to be patient and wait on the Lord, because one day the doors is going to open up and it's going to be unreal. That's the way I see that. So we need to just be patient. But anyway, this lady's last name is, she's a James, or was a James. And Sue Bradshaw, her son, y'all remember Sue used to sing with us?
Yeah.
Her son hung himself.
Oh,
oh yeah. They found him hung in his basement a couple of days ago. And she's going through it.
Pastor Shirley is.
But what she said is, but God. That's how she'll get through it. She said, it's God. She'll get through it that way. And what about Pastor Shirley?
She didn't hear you.
Well, what about Pastor Shirley? Is she just sick? Is she just fighting?
She's catching a healing.
Well, she's catching a healing then. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you. But anyway.
And Laverne's got a couple more names.
Oh, okay. Is this prayer list? Good deal. Yes, ma'am. Marianne Bellamy is.
She has eye surgery tomorrow, and somebody by the name of Betty.
That's Wolf. Tammy Reeder's mother.
Okay.
Okay.
And also, we're going to put J.J. Martin on here. Yeah. His spirit is good, and hey, he's expecting a healing, and he's just waiting on confirmation. Amen.
Amen.
And again, we want to thank the Lord for what He's done for Bradley.
Yes.
Amen. And you know, it's just awesome. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right. It's just awesome.
Woo!
It's just awesome. When you're taught to expect these things, well, you know, you don't want to settle for anything less.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the way I looked, and that's right.
Amen.
That's what our faith is based on, is how well we stand. Amen. Because if you're not very, if you don't stand tall, if you stand short, you get a short blessing. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, the God I serve is an awesome God. And the Word is the truth.
Yes.
And the Lord will not and cannot lie.
Amen.
Amen. So, Heavenly Father, I just thank you today, Lord. Heavenly.
Yes, Lord.
For these people that we bring before you, Heavenly Father, they're in need of a touch from you, Lord God. I just thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for blessing each individual on the prayer list. I thank you for blessing the people that Miss Pat just declared, Heavenly Father, drug-free, and whatever else they need in the aid of your hand, Lord God. I just thank you for that. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for just healing Mr. JJ with the cancer. I thank you, Lord God, for bringing that lady out from under the bondage of drugs and being beaten by her husband, Lord God. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name, Lord God. Now, Lord God, anybody else within hearing of my voice needs a touch from the Lord, Lord God. Just let them ask you right now in the name of Jesus and consider it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So be it.
Amen.
It's done.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus. We're in the house of God one more Sunday. Amen.
We're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, a waking desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we
want to see you open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of my praise.
Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes.
You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we wanna see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of my brain.
Open up the heavens.
We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of my brain.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, if someone had told me a long time ago that I would have kids, I would have looked at them like they was crazy. Oh, yeah. I would have, especially me. I never planned to be married, never planned to have a kid. But my, how things have changed. But God. But God. You know, we was praying a moment ago. I'd like to also include my wife. Amen. And Mackenzie and Kaylin and Mercedes, Matthew. You know, being in the ministry, being associated with the authority in the ministry, when you're around the offspring and that sect, I'm not saying all of you, but just particularly in that sect, it seems like that eyes are upon you more for the simple fact just because of who you are and who you're associated with. And I do try to raise my kids to have much respect. Not only that, I try to raise my kids, and I'll try to do your kids like that if they hang around me long enough, just teach them to, it took a community to raise me. Truth lie the world. I have had my hiney tore up at the neighbors when I done something wrong, and I deserved every bit of that. But anyway, my kids are out there and they're on their own pretty much, and I just never really understood growing up what mom and dad or what my grandparents was going through when I was out running around, you know, not knowing where I was at, not knowing who I was with. And never once did it register with me of when we have our problems and we don't take them to the Lord and him wondering, well, why don't he come and pray? Why don't he ask me to help him? Or why don't she ask me? Kind of the same ballpark. No matter how big your problem is, you can take it to God in prayer and he will help you. Amen. And, you know, that's just a simple thing. I know y'all way beyond that. Amen. The glory of the Lord is in this place. And I promise you, I have been to places to where it's just dry. There's no life. And I'm talking about another church. But see, the problem is lying there is that the building is not the church.
Amen.
It's the people. That's the church. That's right. Amen. And that's the whole key to this. We are the church. Mm-hmm. And it's how we believe. And see, we don't allow ourselves to be dead in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And that's an awesome thing. Hallelujah. But anyway, let me go on and we'll sing a couple of more hymns. But right now, I would like to, for the ushers to come forward so we can take our offerings up, please. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the tithers and the givers today, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, that I know the blessings will be poured out upon them. And I thank you for the cleaners in here, Lord God, and anybody that has time to do the maintenance of whatever that needs to be done in this church, Lord. I thank you for those people as well. I thank you for blessing them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love comes down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with open grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. There is one God, he is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, he is Jesus, King of glory. Strong and mighty. There is one God, he is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, he is Jesus, King of
the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty.
Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love comes down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with open grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King. He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty. There is one God. He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King of glory, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty.
Yes. You know, you can go ahead, Brad. I just wonder, my cousin and I was talking, and he had a experience with the Lord. He had an aneurysm and he died. And he told me, he said, he calls me Cotto. He said, Cotto, he said, I got to talk with Jesus. And he said, Cotto, he said, it's so much peace. He said, it's just so much peace. He said, I didn't want to come back. He said, I kept telling Jesus, no, I want to go with you. I want to go with you. And he said, no. He said, you can't go with me. He said, Cotto, he said, I didn't want to come back. Just that one that I got to talk to that had that experience. He doesn't even go to church. And I don't understand that part, but he don't go to church. But yet and still, if you bring the Bible up, he will let you know, no, you don't say nothing bad about Jesus in front of me. Because his brother wants to be this Muslim. Oh, and you ought to hear the war that's going on there. Oh, I'm telling you, he got up in the middle of the floor and he told him, he said, y'all are all stupid. And he said, y'all are my brothers, but y'all doing this wrong. He said, it ain't but one God. Amen. And he said, that's Jesus. Oh, I mean, you ought to just heard that. I'm sitting there grinning. I'm like, you go, boy. I didn't have to open my mouth. But I was just wondering, what would it really be like? What will it really be like? You know that? Because when it's all said and done, that's the goal.
Yes.
That's where we're trying to fix it to where we will arrive at the end. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But God's already fixed that. All we have to do is believe. Amen. Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go.
Taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, now I know I love you, I need you, though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end.
Let's do that one more time, okay? Here we go here. Yeah. Play it just like your friend.
Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, now I know world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon a rock. Now I know I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
Oh, my world may fall out. Never let you go,
my Savior,
my closest friend,
my closest friend.
I will worship you until the very end.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
I want to read, read something that's on the back of the bulletin. Let me get one right here. And I put this in, and I just feel like this is a real word. It was for me yesterday, but somebody else. And I want to read it out loud because to get the impact of the Spirit of God. You know that last song, Jesus, lover of my soul. And this is Jesus calling. He says, I am with you and for you. You face nothing alone, nothing. When you feel anxious, know that you are focusing on the visible world and leaving me out of the picture. The remedy is simple. Fix your eyes on what is not fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Verbalizing your trust in me, the living one who sees you always. I will get you safely through this day and all your days. But you can find me only in the present. Each day is a precious gift from my Father. How ridiculous to grasp for future gifts when today is set before you. Receive today's gift gratefully, unwrapping it tenderly and delving into its depths, and you savor that gift. You find me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Classes
thank you,
staying
Jesus.
In here, or are they dismissed?
Preschool will be dismissed, and that's the only one.
preschool and the praise and worship team, thank you. Happy birthday again, Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Jesus.